David, we're here in the team hotel in San Marino. How are you happy with the way things are going so far here in San Marino?
Yeah, no, things have went well. Obviously, we flew out yesterday. The boys have had a sort of day together. We've done a light training session this morning. Obviously, get our lunch and do a light sort of session again tonight at the stadium where we're going to play tomorrow. So everything's been good. The players in good spirits. Looking forward to the game, and they'll certainly be ready. I can see an eagerness in them. I can see a hunger to hopefully put ourselves in the next round.
Everything's going very smooth. The flight, the hotel, you know, the food, you know, the weather's beautiful. Too warm maybe for football, but you know, you must be happy with the way the things are building up for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think looking at the weather, fortunately, obviously, when we are playing, it's going to be 8:30 local time here. So if it had been earlier, it might have caused us a little bit of an issue, because we did train this morning. It was very hot. I think it was high 20s, and getting warmer as we speak. So you know, that's why we only done a light session today, and again tonight it'll be a light session. The weather's good, the players are looking forward to it, and say when we do play tomorrow night at 8:30, the boys will be switched on, ready, prepared, well rested and hungry to go and put ourselves in the next round.
The spirit in the camp is good. You can sense it around the hotel, you know, and on the way out here there's a real togetherness, you know, and this is great for camaraderie, bringing them away.
Yes, sometimes these trips certainly help. You know, as a manager, a coach, you know, it's always nice to get the lads away, and I'm fully aware that some of the other lads have full-time jobs, and sometimes it's difficult to, you know, go away on away trips during the off-season and stuff like that. But European games, it gives me the chance, and it gives the players a chance to go and sort of sample something different, room with different people, get to know different players and people's characteristics and stuff like that. And the boys are, again, it's a good squad. There is a good togetherness. They proved that last year, and going forward we'll need to keep proving that.
And tonight we'll be at the match stadium, and obviously the match stadium again tomorrow night. It's a ground you have fond memories of.
Yeah, fond memories. For quite a few years ago we won the game in Northern Ireland, but you say this is again for these players, you know, they're well prepared now, because we've had a look at the La Ferida. We know what they're good at. We hopefully can try and expose some of their weaknesses that we've seen from the game last week. And I say there was certainly no criticism of the players. The way they went about the game last week, our final balls let us down, some of the final passes let us down, but sometimes you expect that, because you know, it's our first game, it's our first proper game of the season. And you know, one thing I couldn't fault last week was the players' fitness and the players' constant effort to go to the 90th minute, and that's how we got the winner. And again, we're going to need a lot of that spirit and a lot of the fitness levels that we have, and a lot of that, you know, never say die attitude that this club have always had. Score late winners, score late equalisers, all points accumulated in the early parts of the season, obviously tally up at the end of the season. Again, hopefully they're all vitally important goals.
We have a 1-0 lead. The aim will be obviously to defend it, and if possible to build upon it, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we'll, you know, again, European football for us all, it's, you know, you're always learning all the time. You know, one thing we're not going to do is come and, you know, sit behind the ball and put bodies behind the ball, because that's not the way we play. You know, it's, and these lads are certainly capable of scoring away goals, but we'll need to be certainly organised and professional. If we do our jobs professionally, these players are certainly good enough to, you know, cope with whenever we get off the San Marino champions tomorrow night.
There's reports of something like up to 100 supporters coming out from Belfast and other various locations across Europe or across the UK. Yep. It'll be great to have, you know, that sort of support behind us in a strange destination.
Yeah, it always is. And again, Linfield fans, no matter where they travel, where they play, be it a friendly game, be it a behind closed doors game, you know, they always sort of find a way to get to watch the game. And, you know, fair play to them, because it isn't the easiest destination to get to. So they'll probably have to make a couple of changes and maybe you know, a long bus journey or whatever else to get here. But, you know, they do that because, you know, this club's special to them. It's special to a lot of people. And if we do our jobs tomorrow night, we can certainly reward them with putting ourselves in the next round. The players are prepared. They're chomping at the bit again to put ourselves in there. But So it's always good to have the fans back, and the players certainly appreciate it. And I know me as a manager, and speaking to the staff and everybody else, and the board members that are already here, you know, we're all certainly appreciate the, you know, their travels and making their way to get to this game, but bring their sun cream. That's warm.
Yeah, but from your point of view, everything's. You're happy with the way things are going so far, you know, and
yeah,
you know, we're building up towards a really big game.
We are. We're building up towards a huge game. Again, sometimes in football, I said it after the cup final, you don't always get the opportunity to redeem yourselves in cup final. Sometimes in football, you know, these lads might never play Champions League football again. You might never ever get the opportunity to progress into the second round again. So it's here for them tomorrow. They're fit, they're ready, they're young, they're athletic. And it's a great opportunity for us.
And you have 19 players here, all fit and raring to go. Jimmy Callagher that's really not here. You know, so it's not a bad position to be in at this time of the season with 95% of your players.
The players are here. And again, the unfortunate thing for me is when you do bring 19 players, because a couple of days here, there's that, you know, you're going to have to leave somebody out of the squad, which is never easy. But I would prefer to have that option and travel with 16, 17, where you're sort of short of two or three bodies. So can't have no complaints. Somebody will miss out on the 18 tomorrow night, but hopefully, you know, throughout the season, going forward, they'll certainly make up for that.
It was a special night for you last week, leading the team into the Champions League, and it'll be a special night, your first away Champions League game as manager as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. And standing at Windsor last week, because you watch all the Champions League games and you see it, and you're, you know, when you hear the Champions League music, you're sort of thinking, that's the music they play when, you know, the top teams in Europe and our lads are standing there. So it was a proud moment. You get excited, but you're also very aware of the job at hand that we have to do, and the players will certainly be aware of the job they have to do tomorrow night.
And Laferita showed that they were well organised at Windsor last week. You'll expect them to be well organised again tomorrow night.
Yeah, and maybe they took a few of our supporters and other people, maybe some of the journalists, maybe a wee bit by surprise by how organised and disciplined they were, but it didn't to me, because we'd watched them and we'd seen them and we had spoken to the players. To break teams down now in European football, you need to have a wee bit of quality. Thankfully, Jordan proved that late in the game, but it's never easy. We had two or three chances where we probably could have done a little bit better in, but you know, they were certainly giving them respect, and they're decent players on the ball that tried to hit us on the break a couple of times, and I'm sure, I don't think they'll try and change too much from the way they played at Windsor last week, so they will be ready.
And Jordan's goal was a goal fit to win any game of football, wasn't it?
Certainly was, and you know, it was a fantastic finish, and you know, leave a couple of defenders sort of chop and then put the goalkeeper in his bum. Showed a wee bit of class there and scoring that goal.
That goes without saying. Every best wish for a massive game here in the heat of San Marino.
Cheers, Andy. Thank you.